February 4, 4:06 p.m. Brittany lay back on her bed while Jillian sat in an old beanbag chair. Brittany picked up a deck of tarot cards and shuffled them.
Go ahead and draw.
No, thanks.
What, you afraid God's gonna strike you down?
No, I just don't think it's right.
Just draw one. You know how we look at our horoscopes in the newspaper just for fun?
Yeah, but same thing.
These are just the character cards, not the whole deck.
Here, I'll pick one so you can see how it works.
She took the card on top and looked at it. It's card 15, the devil card.
The devil?
Yeah, that's him with a goat's head and horns. She showed Jillian the hideous picture. Skyla says some people think it's all about darkness and evil, but the devil actually symbolizes mirth and celebration. The meaning is that the devil can be your soul friend. When you befriend your fear, you're set free to take off your chains that hold you to the material world.
I don't like it, Britt. The devil's real. At least I think he is. He's not about mirth, and he's certainly not anyone's friend.
Okay, so we disagree. Now it's your turn. Pick a card.
No.
Come on, Jillian. It's just a game.
Look, I'll take out the devil card since it freaks you out, okay? Now just cut the deck and pick a card.
I listen to you go on about your things like your stories from your little church. The least you can do is play along with me. Friends do that, right?
Jillian sighed, then cut the deck and picked the card on top. It had the Roman numeral 13 at the top. Under it was a black skeleton holding a scythe. Around it was a snake and a scorpion. The skeleton's head had an ominous dark crown.
That's the death card.
Don't worry. I don't know what it's all about, to be honest, but I know it relates to being your own emperor, taking charge over your life. Death's not bad. That's what Skyla says. Just a natural cycle of life.
Jillian stood up and inched toward the door.
Britt, I told you I wasn't comfortable with this.
Exactly why the death card was a perfect fit. You need to take control of your life. The tarot cards aren't like a religion where someone yells at you and tells you...